Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1304 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. Life is full of changes, but many of us resist change in our lives. But should we? So today, let's consider resistance is futile. Change is always coming, ready or not. We must learn to embrace it. We must learn to accept it. Don't resist it. Change is not only part of life, change is a necessary part of God's strategy. God uses it to build His kingdom and change the world. God often alters our assignments. Gideon from farmer to general. Esther, from a young lady in exile, to a queen. Mary, a peasant girl, to the mother of Christ. Paul, a local rabbi, to world evangelist. God transitioned Joseph from a baby brother to an Egyptian priest. He changed David from a shepherd to a king. God changed Jacob from the master of deceit to the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. Peter wanted to fish the Sea of Galilee, but God called him to lead the first church. Although the path to change was very difficult for each of these individuals, as it is for us many times, God does make reassignments. But someone might ask, what about all the tragic changes God permits? Some seasons make no sense. Do such moments serve a purpose? They do if we see them from an eternal perspective. What makes no sense for us in this life will make perfect sense in the next. I have proof of this. You in the womb, I know that you don't remember the prenatal season, neither do I. So let me remind you what happened during that time. Every gestation day equipped you for your earthly life. Your bones solidified, your eyes developed, the umbilical cord transported nutrients to your growing frame. But for what reason? So that you might remain in the womb? Quite the contrary. Womb time equipped you for earth life, and it suited you for the postpartum existence. Some prenatal features were unused before birth. You grew a nose, but you didn't breathe. Your eyes developed, but you couldn't see. Your tongue, toenails, and a crop of hair served no function in your mother's belly. But aren't you glad that you have them now? Certain chapters in life seem so unnecessary, like nostrils on a preborn. They might include suffering, loneliness, disease, holocausts, martyrdoms, and monsoons. If we assume the world exists just for our pre-grave happiness, these atrocities disqualify it from doing so. But what if Earth is just the womb? Might these challenges, severe as they may be, serve to prepare us, to equip us for the world to come? Let us not resist God, changing us from who we are today to who He desires us to be. Resistance is futile. Let God have His way in your life. As the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. and encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,303 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.